Good morning, everyone. Hope you guys didn't get soaked. Started pouring once I got off the bus, and I don't think I've ran that fast in a long time. I know I look relatively dry, but I don't know, praise God. So if you can turn with me to Acts 21, Acts chapter 21. And we'll be reading from verse 8 to 14. All right, here we go. On the next day, we left and came to Caesarea, and entering the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, we stayed with him. Now this man had four virgin daughters who were prophetesses. And as we were staying there for some days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. And coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands and said, "This is what the Holy Spirit says. In this way, the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." When we heard this, we as well as the local residents began begging him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but even to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And since he would not be persuaded, we fell silent, remarking, "The will of the Lord be done." Let's pray. Yeah, Father, we thank you, God, for the book of Acts, God, and just really for the record, Lord, of what Paul did, God, in his journey throughout all of Asia Minor, God, and the work that he did. Father, help us, God, not only to be encouraged, Lord, but to really help us reflect on the life that we live, God, as we draw on your strength, Lord. So we thank you, we love you, we pray in Jesus' name. And so for this, I won't be doing so much teaching as, to be honest, this is more of a personal reflection to me. But I felt like as I was kind of going through this, this is something that I think all of us should be reflecting on. And I mean, often, especially as we're, you know, at the beginning of the week, I was really talking about missions and trials and moving the things that God's called us to. And this is one of those things that I really felt that God was really speaking to me about. And so I thought I'd share it this morning. And so Acts 21, at this point, and really verse 8 to 14, I read it because this is really the, I guess, a changing point in basically Paul's mission. It was a time in which Paul, prior to this, enjoyed mostly uninterrupted and relatively unpersecuted type of ministry. Now, prior to this, he was going everywhere. He was preaching with people, others. He was healing the sick. He was laying his hands on people. His shadow was healing people, his handkerchief, all these sort of things. And yes, there could have been some persecution, and the Jews would have been after him. But really, there was not that much, right? If you think about it, he would always often get away. People would tell him about it, and he would just go to the next city. After verses 8 to 14 was when Paul's life in ministry really starts to change, right? And so we see in verse 8 to 14, the friends that were with him in Miletus start ministering to him, and then right in the middle of it, a prophet named Agabus comes and says, "Hey," basically, I can't imagine what that's like. I'm imagining for me, if someone comes to me saying, you know, "Give me your belt," ties his hands and feet, you know, "One day you're going to be bound by this." You know, it's kind of weird. But anyway, so what happens, and he says, the person whose this belt belongs to, they're going to be bound, and then they're going to be given over to the Gentiles. And this is exactly what happens. But you see Paul's response, right? "I'm going to go. Regardless of what happens to me, I'm ready and willing to go." Now, personally for me, this is an amazing story and an amazing and a good point of reflection. And I know recently I've been kind of speaking out of this idea that the possibility of me going to Shanghai. And the reason why this is so amazing is not only does Paul get bound, right? We know that from this point forward, he's about to get, you know, put through the grinder. Right? He's going to get accused of some crimes that he's never committed. He's going to get accused of saying things he's never done. He's going to be, you know, because of that, he's going to be beaten to the point where he cannot walk. Okay? And then not only will he get beaten to that point, he's going to be imprisoned. After that, he's going to be set before various rulers in Roman rule to kind of get tried a few times. He's going to get his life threatened by people. Remember, there was a group of 40 Jews who was ready to take his life. They were in hiding. He's going to be treated like a criminal, right? Even though he was not a criminal, he was just speaking, right? He preached against Judaism. He just basically said he believes in Jesus, the Christ, and the resurrection. He gets shipwrecked, and then afterwards, he was about to be killed, but then, you know, one of the commanders of the guard saved him, and then he gets imprisoned again, waiting to be tried in Rome. And this time, he gets imprisoned for 2 to 3 years. Now, I mean, the imprisonment was nicer in that he got to live in his own place and all these sort of things, but still, he was basically under house arrest. And so when I think of Paul's entire journey, I'm starting to think, I wonder if I go to Shanghai, am I going to be imprisoned? Am I going to get beaten? Right? Am I going to face this sort of persecution? Am I going to get accused of things that I didn't do? Am I going to? And we've all heard stories of what happens in certain areas, right? That when people of faith kind of go, and when I'm thinking about it, I'm starting to, you know. Not that I'm second-guessing, and I'm just being very honest with you as a pastor. You know, I don't really necessarily second-guess God, but definitely there's a side of me that goes, man, there's a bit of danger, right, in doing what I'm about to do. Right? Let's be honest, right? We've all heard of the people that who've been disappeared, right, or beaten and imprisoned and tortured, all these sort of things. And then, I mean, that's for myself, okay? That's one thing. For me, I'm thinking, you know, I can deal with that. And then next thing, I'm thinking, man, what about my family? What's going to happen to them, right? What if something happens to me? What's going to happen to them? And then I'm thinking, you know, some of the other practical things. And, you know, compared to Paul, such small things, right? It's like, should Steph work or not, right? If she doesn't work, our kids aren't going to go to school. But if she works, who's going to take care of our kids? And so I'm secretly praying that, you know, there's going to be some other families that come with us. So it's like, hey, would you mind, you know, taking care of our kids with yours, right? Or I'm secretly thinking there could be a staff, you know, so maybe somebody who can come to Shanghai with me as a staff member who could help with admin and all that kind of stuff, who could help. Anyway, all these sort of thoughts. And when I'm thinking of all these things, I'm thinking, man, this is nothing compared to what Paul went through. But at the same time, there's a possibility that I will go through what Paul goes through. And so I have a lot of respect for people like P. Sam Kim and P. Hunsu, right, who've done it before me. And, you know, people like Paul and all the other greats who've done it before me. But now, to be honest, I'm faced with a very real truth. And the question I'm asking myself is, how does Paul do it? How does he do it? Knowing he's going to face what he faces, knowing he's going to do what he's about to do. And I mean, I'm sure he's a prophetic guy. He knows, right? He himself in the spirit, I'm sure, will testify to him when someone prophesied this over him. How did he do it? And I was really encouraged as I was seeking the scriptures, you know, in Galatians 1:12, right? Paul says this about what he knows and what he does. He says, "For I neither received it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through revelation of Jesus." Right? It's the idea that for him, not only was he so convinced that Jesus is his Lord and Savior, but that Jesus is going to take care of him. And so what does he do? He goes and he goes through all of these things. And not only does he do this, we later get the famous verse from 2 Corinthians 11:30. If I have to boast, I will boast of what pertains to my weakness. Right? 2 Corinthians 12:9 to 10. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will boast, rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am confident and content with my weaknesses, with insults, distresses, persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake, for when I'm weak, then I am strong. And when I'm sitting here reading this, personally for me, I'm thinking, when I'm going to Shanghai, I'm going to my strengths. Thinking maybe I can preach a little bit, maybe I can pray and be perfect, all these sort of things. But Paul's saying, no, I'm going to go in my weaknesses, knowing that I'm going to suffer. And so what's the word that I feel like God has for us today? And really something he's speaking to me is, Ricky, go. Ricky, just go, because I'm going to take care of you. Ricky, just go, even in weakness and in uncertainty, because I'm going to be with you. And so what is it that I felt like he was speaking to us today is, are you going through some difficult times? Are you about to face something that you don't think you'll be able to face? And to be honest, I don't envy your position, meaning I've been in the workplace, I've started businesses, I've done all these things. And to be honest, sometimes I think your work is more difficult than mine, right? Having to minister in secular world where people do not believe. I mean, for me, there's a part of it where you guys already believe. And so when I preach a good word, it's like, amen, praise the Lord. But for you, it's much more difficult. And I know many of you guys share with me, is you're going through times where people are stabbing you in the back, where, you know, you felt like God's called you to do what you do, but you're sitting there asking yourself, how am I going to do what I'm about to do? And like Paul, I believe the answer for us today is only in Jesus. Only in Jesus Christ. Because he covers us. He covers us in our weakness. He covers us in our inabilities. But more importantly, he covers us even in the midst of uncertainty. Right? Remember, Paul was about to be torn apart. What did God do? He spoke to the governor so that the governor of the area would basically tell his guards to take Paul away from the people. Right? And all Paul did was just speak when he had given opportunity to speak. Basically, do what God told him to do. And God took care of him all the way on his journey to Rome. And so I felt like, you know, in this way, my sharing for us today is this, is let's go to Jesus. You know, I think a lot of times, even as Christians, when we're faced with difficulty, the first thing we cling on to is how are we going to get ourselves out of whatever it is that our situation is. Right? How do our strengths help us? Who can I talk to? What can I do? You know, all these sort of things. But the reality is there's nothing we can do for ourselves anyway. And the only thing we can do is to rely on Jesus and the promise that he has for us, that he's going to take care of us, he's going to be with us, and no matter what difficulty there's going to be, he is faithful to the end. Just like he was for Paul, he's going to be with us. Now, the part that was really, this isn't really so much to do with the message, but the part that, you know, when I was reading throughout Acts, the part that was really encouraging to me was, do you remember when Paul got shipwrecked and then some indigenous people took care of him and he got bit by the viper and they thought he was going to die and then nothing happened to him? You know, I don't know what it was, but when I read that, there's something so special about it for me. Right, it was as if even Satan, you know, and obviously, well, it was warfare, all these sort of things, right? He was supposed to die. There were so many things that happened to him that should have caused him to die, but God protected him, even from something as poisonous as, I don't know, for me personally, it was so telling to God's goodness. And so, you know, let's us draw encouragement from it this morning. And so why don't we close our eyes? And as I will go to the stage and grab the guitar and do worship, as I think our worshiper isn't here. Let's just go before God and let's just thank him for his goodness. Yes, we may be going through a lot of difficult times. And yes, we may be faced with some things that aren't so easy. And yes, our Christian lives often is not easy to walk. But you know what? The beautiful thing is we don't have to do it alone. We don't have to face these difficulties in our own power or in our own strength or worry about our own resources. Because God's going to cover us. And so this morning, as we sing, I just want to encourage us, let's go before the Lord. Maybe it's been a long time since you've boasted about your weaknesses or thought about what it is that you're unable to do so that you rely on God's strength. Let's do that this morning. Let's just say, Lord, I know I'm incapable, Now, this is not to condemn ourselves, but I know you can bring me through. I know you can help me through all difficulty. So let's pray.
Call me deep deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love, love. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are.
Just hold on to Jesus. Whatever it is you're going through, He's going to cover you. And so let's keep praying. Let's thank Him that He has our best in mind. Turn to our community focus. Let's pray for those suffering from cancer and cancer-related issues. Let's pray for God's healing over them. Let's pray for His providence, that He'll provide all that they need in this time. Let's pray for those in our community who are suffering from infirmity, but also in need of Jesus. Let's pray for the Lord just to reveal His Son in them, that they'll know Him as His Lord and Savior. But let's also pray that they'll be healed of their infirmities. Let's lift up. Pray for those in our community in need of healing from non-cancer related issues. Let's pray for them. Let's cover them. Let's claim Isaiah 53 over them, that by Jesus' stripes they're healed. Let's pray for those in our community in need of work. Let's pray for favor over them. Let's pray that God will provide everything they need in the meantime. But let's pray for His confidence and His comfort over them as they wait for Him to provide whatever it is that He's going to give them next. Let's turn to our mission focus. Let's lift up Japan. Let's pray for Peace Sophia. Let's really pray for the church, actually, that they partner with as well. It's called CLC. It's a Creative Life Church. And so they're doing some amazing work that God's given to them. And so let's really pray that God will continue to anoint Sophia and also her partners to be able to reach the people of Japan. So let's lift them up. Let's also pray for SP Seoul. Let's pray for Unsung and his family. Let's really pray that God will cover them and all that they do, and pray for their health, pray for their work, pray for their relationships. Let's pray for Cambodia as well as Grace prepares to head back. Let's pray that God will continue to speak to her about her business, about what to do, and to give her anointing and favor as well. Let's pray for Oasis House, which is our partner on the ground, P. Jenny and P. O. Let's really pray that there'll be many who'll be healed in their house of prayer. And so let's lift them up. Pray for the Missions Council. If you guys could, please pray for us in terms of, I guess, just direction. We are recently about to finish the Hurting Without Helping, the Helping Without Hurting course. And so we feel like God's been moving us into some, maybe a new direction as to how we partner with those that are organizations and whatnot. And so if you could please pray for wisdom and pray for direction, it'd be great. Pray for our local outreach. Let's pray for Igape, Homi, SP Lights, Freedom Ministry, Bridge, and I can't see that last one. So let's lift them up if you can. Let's pray for God's anointing and covering. Let's pray that more people will join and the mission to Hong Kong. So let's pray. Let's also pray for our Friday night gatherings. Let's pray for SPU tonight and for IP. Let's pray for God to really just visit whatever it is that they're going to do. Let's pray for an anointing of the Holy Spirit, that they're going to have such an encounter, that they're going to have so much fun just fellowshipping with God, learning, and also just hearing from Him. Yeah, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this morning, God. We thank you, God, that you're a faithful Father and that you're a good, good Father, Lord. Lord, whatever it is that my friends are going through, Lord, help them, God. I pray that you'll just anoint them, God. Let them feel so much of your Holy Spirit today, God, that they'll be walking in so much truth and confidence, that, Lord, that joy will cover them in all that they do. Father, I pray, God, that if they're going through a difficult time, I pray for relief. But, Lord, I pray for your peace. I pray, God, that there'll be so much of you, God, that even if they may not have an answer, even if they may not be relieved from whatever it is that they're going through right now, God, they're assured, Lord, that this is exactly where you want them to be. And at the end of the day, God, that's what we want anyway, Lord. We just want to know, God, that you're with us. And so, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for people like Paul. Thank you, Lord, for his testimony. Thank you, God, for people who've gone before us, God, who've shown us faithfulness as well. And so, God, help us, Lord, to live a life of faithfulness, to do whatever it is you've called us to do, Lord. We bless you. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So bless you guys. Have a great day. And we'll see you back tomorrow.